ESPN.
And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman in for Kathy Dawes here with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez, Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins. He was with us the first half hour, and he's a busy man, so he went out to do some other stuff. Any questions, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And Commissioner, just sworn in January.
Correct.
After winning the primary in August, I guess talk a little bit about how you're getting your feet under you, I guess, and kind of your first early impressions being about a month in, and just kind of the vision you have for your first term.
Well, it was kind of exciting getting sworn in and starting up the work that I'm supposed to do, and just looking at other people, different things that are coming and happening in the meetings, and it's been exciting.
All right. I guess nobody wanted to talk to Pat, but we do have a caller now. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Well, when you get around somebody that's on the law board, we've got the parking lot over here full of police cars with very little lighting. Your monopoly streetlight people put in the poles and the wire, but the only streetlight in that area is in front of the vet block down the road. And we got three shifts a night. 6 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning, changing everything out from the police cars and carrying it into the locker in the dark. And if anybody ever escapes out of that jail, you never find them in that parking lot in the dark. It's a safety issue we need to look at. Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, I'll talk to the director about that.
All right. That work, caller? You still with us? Nope, don't think he is. Another one of those things.
Yes.
You gotta, the fun of being commissioner, right?
Right.
And we were talking about some of those things, and you're talking about the vision you have for your first term. I guess what's some things, especially as we get close to budget season, which really isn't that far away, just maybe a few months, what's kind of some goals you have there and some things that you kind of want to see?
Well, I know we got the tax lid on us, and we're going to have to really think hard on what we want to do with it, knowing full well that we've got to do the roads and we have to do the EMS and all the essential things and take a look at just how we're going to fund everybody. I don't know how we're going to do it yet. I know cost has gone up for everybody. So we're going to take a hard look. That's one of the things. I'd like to see development come about a little bit more. The more places we have that are built, which is nice, the more we can spread that tax around and not have to raise it. So,
when you talk about development, anything?
Residential, commercial, and I really would love to see more industrial in Riley County because that's a good one to have.
And again, any calls, 75-537-1350. Looking at some of the allocations for agencies, you, as far as what you want to see, anything different that you want to see as far as what they've kind of done over the years, you kind of want to see those same sort of allocations to some of those local agencies, or is there any changes you want to see there?
Well, we'll be looking at all of them. There are some needs in some of the agencies that are important, and so we still may have to, either they'll get the same or a little less, just depends on what's going on. And have to take a look at the revenues. Revenues right now are similar, just a little bit up of what they were last year, but similar. And so we'll just, again, there's always somebody will come up with something that's, you know, needs a new roof or something like that, so we're going to have to look at it.
And I know the gun range for the RCPD, that's kind of been a thing that's been talked about a lot the last few years, but it seems like that's kind of really picking up, kind of gaining some steam as far as some actual action on it. Mm-hmm. And I guess you just kind of want to update people where we're at so far on that.
Well, we've gone out to the proposed range that Fort Riley's had, and it's it looks good. They really want to cooperate, and so we're just still evaluating how we're going to be able to get it done. But it looks real good for the police. There'll be very little cost to us. The Fort Riley even ran electricity to the range because it didn't have it. They'll provide a propane tank for one of the sheds that are there to keep warm in the winter. They don't have any water there or the facilities. Well, they do. They do have a bathroom facility, but no water out there. And but the RCPD can take care of that because the other one didn't have water either.
And that one, the I believe it's a lease you guys have, or
whatever. It is a lease,
and that's coming up, right?
2019. So we'll be looking at that one and seeing what it is and how we can do it. But this other one at Fort Riley is much closer, and we've been told that if we can't use it because of something else is going on, they will try to give us a different range to go to during that time. But it's worked well. They'll let us in there at any time we want, and we don't have to go through the main gates.
Oh, you won't?
No.
So that's good access.
Good access, everything.
And you guys have a good relationship for Fort Riley. I'm sure that's kind of an attractive thing
about it. It really will be nice if we can get it.
And an attractive thing with you guys having the partnership you guys already do with Fort Riley. That's kind of one of those things. I mean, that's why you have partnerships, right?
And it's growing. The partnership continues to grow, and this is one of the steps.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll come back with Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. And have any calls, we'd like to hear them. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.